Welcome to my mother's podcast. Amen.
Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to the Claim Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host and feminine embodiment coach, and my superpower is helping single, successful women like you to attract and keep committed masculine men, not through cheap tricks and gimmicks and manipulation techniques, but with real, sustainable changes from the inside out. And I look forward to helping you get there through this podcast, through this content on the podcast, through my interviews with guests, clients, and experts in various fields of embodiment and dating and evolutionary psychology and relationships. We're also going to talk about fashion and makeup and lifestyle and all these beautiful things that make us feminine essence women come to life. And you'll also be hearing some solo episodes where I come to share some valuable insights and actual information that you can take into your dating life today. All right, let's begin. Today, I want to talk about a very specific phrase that I heard from a woman on my masterclass. She actually asked me this question. What do I do with men who cannot handle a strong, independent, successful woman? I meet these guys who just can't handle a strong, successful, independent woman. And I looked at her and I was like, oh dear, let's talk about that. So I want to talk about that because I feel like this is such an important subject and this is quite common that I hear from women who are struggling in their dating life. So chances are, if you have ever asked yourself this phrase or wondered why you're dating and meeting men who can't handle your success, can't handle your independence, that you feel like you need to tone yourself down and, you know, tone yourself down in terms of how much money you're making, how successful your career is, then there's a problem there. Because I don't believe that you need to tone yourself down at all. And I truly believe that a healthy, masculine, confident, and emotionally available man will handle all of you, all of your beauty, all of your glory, all of your power. Because I am a woman like that as well. I'm a woman who has extremely high ambitions, has a lot of masculine energy and a lot of drive. I'm actually one of the most, well, my girlfriends tell me that I'm one of the most ambitious people they know. And so why don't I sit there and think about, oh, all these men can't handle my success and my independence? The answer to that is that my success and my independence, aka my masculine energy, does not walk in front of me. That's not my badge of honor. I know who I am behind all of my certifications and degrees and my career and business success. That does not define me. That what that also tells me is that you probably attract, if this is a phrase on your mind, you're probably attracting weak men. You're probably attracting men who don't know who they are, who are intimidated by you and by your success, which I label, and this is just a label, or as feminine men, let's say, or men more in their feminine energy. And why you're attracting these types of men, by the rule of polarity, is that because you, girlfriend, my beautiful, dear, successful, ambitious woman, you are in your masculine energy when it comes to dating and attracting men. What's the problem with that? Well, the problem is that your masculine energy, which is, you know, feminine and masculine is in both of us. And that's the concept of polarity. A lot of people talk about it, is in men and women. And we need that masculine energy, which is all about drive, direction, going forward, push, 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 go, go, go. We need that in our career and in our dating and, oh, sorry, we need that in our career and in our businesses, right? Because it's all about achievement, goal, success, pursuit. That's our masculine energy. Our feminine energy is all about receiving and leaning back. It's all about flow. It's all about being open and being in the moment here and now. Right? It's all about that laughter that when you sit on a mat with a man on a date, you don't care where this is going. You don't care whether he's going to be your next husband. You're just there laughing your ass off and having a lot of fun. And that is not how women date today. That is not how especially successful, independent and career women and strong women date today. They come on a first date asking, looking for red flags, asking whether you're looking for something serious, constantly thinking about where this is going, looking for, like, this is a job interview. wrong way today. And so this phrase of he can't handle, what if I attract these men who can't handle my success and my independence and strength? Well, girlfriend, you need to change your mindset and you need to change and shift from that masculine energy, go, 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 that you have and that is so helpful for you to achieve your goals in your career and dating life. You need to shift from that into your feminine energy. And look, feminine energy is all about like this woohoo subject.
Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
I'm going to talk in the next video about what is actually feminine energy and how can you feel that in your body. But what I'm saying is that look at your language here. It's almost like you walking into the room with your, you know, with a badge of honor of strong, successful woman. Hey, can you handle that? Because if you can't, I'm out of here. That is not the attitude that you need to date with. And trust me, the man that you want to be with, who is your equal and who will handle it all, he's not there actually to handle it. You know, like this is what women do. We come in there with our success and independence. We sit down and say, you show me that you can be trusted. You show me that you can handle me. Like, no, that's not what men are looking for. It's almost like, of course, they're going to be not necessarily intimidated, but actually not interested in that. You know, great men in their masculine energy who you are looking for are not interested in a woman sitting there and telling him, I bought this table. Like, no. We're not here to compete whose balls are bigger. You might do that at work. I still do not recommend that at work and in business, because men and their masculine energy and their testosterone has a lot to teach us about how to do business and how to go, 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 because they've done it for thousands of years in their bodies and in their lives. But for us, we need to drop all of that. Like, show up as a person, as a human who's looking to date and looking to have fun. That's it. And trust me, the guy on the other end, that he wants to see you as a woman. He doesn't want to see you as the CEO. He doesn't want to see you as like this successful, independent woman. And guess what? I'm going to tell you a secret here, that they don't even give a shit about, can I say that on YouTube? With the podcast, I know. But anyways, if not, we're going to bleep it. They don't give a damn about how successful you are. They don't give a damn about how much money you make. what is your position, or like, what's your success rate? They don't give a damn about that. They want to be with a woman who laughs at their jokes, who is attracted to them, and who is like having a lot of fun. And there's attract. That's what dating is all about, you know. And if you wanna, if you are a CEO of a company, if you run your own business, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, or if you have your own creative little studio, amazing. Great men just want you to be you and do you and be happy. That's it. So I hope you can clearly see that a woman who, if you have this problem of attracting men who can't handle your success and independence, ask yourself, what is that badge of honor protecting me from? And why do I need to, quote unquote, hide behind my success? And why does my success need to come in front of me when I sit down on a table just to get to know a man and to have a lot of fun with him? So from that place, when you manage to shift that, when you get out of your head and into your body, from your masculine to feminine, from that place, you're going to be attracting amazing men. And even those who do not match your success level, because look, I'm all for that. I mean, I'm not here to date men who do not meet me at my even, you know, financial stability and my ambition and my desire. But even if you meet a guy like that, what an opportunity to share your energy and to get on a date, even if it's the last one. Give men chances. Sit down and say, how are you? What do you do? What's in your world? What are your passions? Tell me a crazy story. Let's have a drink and laugh. Even if I don't see you again, thank you. Thank you for your time, for your energy. I wish you good luck. We're not a match, but that's totally fine. Thank you. What a different energy and attitude to come to dating. Give men chances. Create work on expanding your ranges of empathy for men. And learn and discover the male journey. Because we as women have no freaking idea what a man has to go through to even send you a message on a dating app. Or even worse, oh my goodness, to walk to you at a bar and ask you for your phone number. What do most women do when they hear that? She turns around and say, fuck off. Can I swear? Hopefully. But what needs to be done instead is say, hey, I really appreciate you coming over. I understand. Maybe you even say, I understand how much confidence you're going to have, but I'm not interested. And if he starts to pursue even more, you turn around and say, wow, you've got balls. Amazing. I'll give you a chance. How different is that? So I want you to think about that. I want you to take a moment here after this video and to think about the questions that I asked you. Is your strength and independence dictating who you are? And what are you hiding from? And what's preventing you from just showing up as a woman, as a human, and give men in your life and in your dating life the gift of presence in your feminine? Because there's nothing more attractive to men than a woman in her body, out of her head, asking, strategizing, where is this going? Where is my next husband? None of that. Just show up and have fun. Okay? All right. Thank you. All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.